Welcome to Science TLDR, where we distill the essence of scientific research into digestible insights. My name is John Sutter. Today, we'll be exploring a paper titled OSR2 Functions as a Biomechanical Checkpoint to Aggravate CD8 T-Cell Exhaustion in Tumor, published in the esteemed journal Cell. The first author of this compelling work is Jinjia Zhang. The introduction of the paper sets the stage by delving into the critical role of the extracellular matrix, or ECM, in the tumor microenvironment, or TME. It highlights the significant alterations in ECM architecture and stiffness as defining characteristics of cancer. The authors underscore the pivotal role of cancer-associated fibroblasts, or CAFs, in secreting and remodeling ECM components, contributing to the increased stiffness observed in solid tumors compared to healthy tissues. The paper emphasizes that this elevated stiffness directly impacts the spatial arrangement and functionality of immune cells within the TME, ultimately influencing both the prognosis and the effectiveness of cancer therapies. In fact, previous research has demonstrated a correlation between reduced ECM stiffness and improved T-cell infiltration, thereby enhancing the efficacy of immune checkpoint blockade therapies. The introduction then shifts its focus to the mechanisms by which cells perceive and respond to these biomechanical cues. It introduces mechanosensitive ion channels, or MSICs, and cell adhesion molecules as crucial players in this process. The piezo family of ion channels, particularly piezo 1 and piezo 2, are specifically highlighted due to their evolutionary conservation and well-documented roles in tissue development and differentiation across various species. These channels are activated by a diverse range of mechanical stimuli, further underscoring their significance in mechanotransduction. Despite the mounting evidence implicating various factors in tumor-specific CD8 T-cell dysfunction within the TME, the authors argue that a comprehensive understanding of how ECM stiffness and extracellular biomechanical cues specifically influence tumor-reactive CD8 T-cells remains elusive. This gap in knowledge forms the core motivation for their research. To address this, they introduce the transcription factor, odd-skipped related to, known as OSR2, as a key player in integrating biomechanical signaling to drive the terminal exhaustion of tumor-reactive CD8 T-cells. While OSR2 has been previously implicated in developmental processes such as palate formation, synovial joint development, and bone formation, its role in T-cell biology, especially in the context of mechanical stress, has remained largely unexplored. The authors hypothesize that OSR2 selectively induced in tumor-specific CD8 T-cells exposed to biomechanical stress plays a crucial role in programming the hallmark features of exhausted T-cells. They posit that OSR2 acts as a mechanically responsive TF that exacerbates CD8 T-cell exhaustion within the TME. This discovery, they propose, opens up new avenues for enhancing cancer immunotherapy by targeting OSR2 signaling in engineered T-cells used in adoptive cell therapy. In essence, the introduction effectively establishes the rationale and significance of investigating the novel role of OSR2 in mediating the impact of ECM biomechanics on CD8 T-cell exhaustion in the tumor microenvironment. This sets the stage for the subsequent sections of the paper, where the authors will present their experimental findings to support their hypothesis. On to the results section, which is really the heart of any scientific paper. The first observation this group makes is that the denser regions of a solid tumor, the areas rich in collagen, exhibit greater stiffness than areas with lower collagen content. To quantify this, they measured the elastic modulus, which is a material's resistance to deformation, using atomic force microscopy. They found that areas with high collagen in human hepatocellular carcinoma, or HCC, tissues had an average stiffness of about 4.5 kilopascals, while areas with low collagen were significantly softer at around 1.8 kilopascals. This finding corroborates the general understanding that tumor tissue is indeed stiffer than normal tissue. They then wanted to see if this difference in stiffness correlates with the presence of exhausted T-cells. They stained human HCC tissue sections for markers of late exhausted CD8 T-cells, specifically PD-1 and TIM-3. They saw that the proportion of exhausted T-cells was considerably higher in the collagen-rich, stiffer areas of the tumor. This initial observation suggested that the biomechanical properties of the tumor environment might indeed influence T-cell exhaustion. To investigate this further, they designed an in vitro model to mimic the varying stiffness of the tumor microenvironment. They use polydimethyl siloxane or PDMS gels of different stiffness coated with antibodies to stimulate T cells. They use three levels of stiffness, low at 5 kPa, modest at 40 kPa, and high at 200 kPa. They found that when activated CD8 T cells were cultured on the stiffest matrix, 200 kPa, they exhibited the most pronounced signs of exhaustion. Specifically, these cells showed the lowest percentage of cells producing both interferon gamma and TNF-alpha, key cytokines for T cell effector function, and the highest percentage of cells expressing both PD-1 and TIM-3. This in vitro system supported their hypothesis, providing more direct evidence for a link between mechanical stress and T cell exhaustion. Next, they wanted to identify the specific molecular players involved in this process, knowing that mechanosensitive ion channels, like the piezo family, are involved in sensing mechanical cues. They first checked the expression of these channels in activated CD8 T cells. RNA sequencing data revealed that piezo-1 was highly expressed in these cells, prompting them to investigate its potential role in T cell exhaustion. They measured calcium influx, a downstream effect of piezo-1 activation, in T cells cultured on PDMS gels of varying stiffness. They observed that calcium influx was significantly higher in activated CD8 T cells cultured on the stiffest matrix, indicating that these cells were indeed responding to the increased mechanical stress through piezo-1. To confirm the role of piezo-1, they employed several approaches to inhibit its activity. They used the piezo-1 specific inhibitor, GSMTX4, the myosin inhibitor, blebbistatin, which blocks Meccano signaling by disrupting the cytoskeleton calcium-free medium to prevent calcium influx. And finally, they used CD8 T cells from mice genetically deficient in piezo-1, specifically piezo-1 floxed mice crossed with LCKCRE mice, which results in T cell-specific deletion of piezo-1. Remarkably, all these methods of piezo-1 inhibition significantly reduced the exhaustion of CD8 T cells cultured on the stiff matrix. They also observed that treatment with iodine-1, a piezo-1 agonist, which mimics mechanical stimulation, increased T cell exhaustion, even in the absence of a stiff matrix. These findings strongly suggest that piezo-1 plays a critical role in mediating the effects of mechanical stress on CD8 T cell exhaustion. They further investigated this in vivo by co-transferring equal numbers of naive piezo, 1 sufficient and piezo-1 deficient OTICD8 T cells into mice with MC38 OVA tumors. These tumors express ovalbumin, the antigen recognized by the OTI T cell receptor. 2 weeks after transfer, they found a significantly higher frequency of piezo-1 deficient T cells in the tumors compared to piezo-1 sufficient T cells. This difference was less pronounced in the spleen and lymph nodes. Furthermore, the piezo-1 deficient cells had a higher proportion of Ki67 cells, indicating increased proliferation, and a lower frequency of apoptotic cells, suggesting improved survival. Importantly, piezo-1 deficient T cells in the tumor had a higher proportion of interferon gamma and TNF-alpha producing cells and a lower frequency of cells expressing exhaustion markers like PD-1, LAG-3, and PD-1 with TIM-3. They observed similar results in mice with B16 tumors expressing the lymphocytic chorio-meningitis virus glycoprotein when they transferred piezo-1 sufficient and piezo-1 deficient P14 T cells, which recognize this viral antigen. These in vivo findings solidify the conclusion that piezo-1 signaling in T cells enhances their exhaustion in the context of a stiff tumor microenvironment. Having established piezo-1's role in driving exhaustion, the researchers naturally wanted to understand the downstream events in this pathway. What molecular players translate mechanical stress into T cell exhaustion? RNA sequencing of activated CD8 T cells treated with iodine-1, mimicking mechanical stimulation, revealed a significant downregulation of genes crucial for cytotoxic function, including PRF1, granzyme B, and interferon gamma. This suggested iodine-1-induced mechanical stress was impairing the T cell's killing potential. Furthermore, the overall expression profile of these iodine-1-treated cells resembled that of exhausted T cells. Among the differentially expressed genes, OSR2, encoding the transcription factor odd-skipped-related 2, stood out as significantly upregulated. Intriguingly, OSR2's role in T cells and its connection to mechanical stress was completely unexplored. Quantitative PCR, flow cytometry, and immunoblotting confirmed that OSR2 expression was indeed induced in activated mouse and human CD8 T cells upon iodine-1 treatment, and importantly, This induction was dependent on piezo 1. They didn't stop there. Direct mechanical stimulation using a cell stretching device also resulted in increased OSR2 expression, as did culturing T-cells on stiffer PDMS gels mimicking the tumor microenvironment. This strongly suggested that OSR2 induction was a direct consequence of mechanical stress sensed by piezo 1. Interestingly, both TCR signaling and mechanical force were required for OSR2 induction. Neither alone was sufficient. This implied that OSR2 induction was specifically linked to the combination of T-cell activation and a mechanically stressed environment, a scenario particularly relevant to the tumor microenvironment. To understand how mechanical stress via piezo 1 might be regulating OSR2 expression, they performed AT-seq on Yoda-1-treated and control CD8 T-cells. They found over 3,000 differentially accessible regions, including regions within the OSR2 gene itself. Importantly, they saw increased chromatin accessibility at multiple sites within the OSR2 gene, specifically in Yoda-1-treated cells, and this effect was dependent on piezo 1. This finding pointed to a direct mechanism. Mechanical force, sensed by piezo 1, could be making the OSR2 gene more accessible, thus boosting its expression. The next step was to pinpoint the specific transcription factors driving OSR2 expression. Computational analysis using CromVar highlighted CREB1, which exhibited the strongest potential to induce OSR2 promoter activity in luciferase reporter assays. Yoda-1 treatment enhanced the binding of both CREB1 and P300 to the OSR2 locus in activated T-cells, and knocking down CREB1 using shRNA significantly reduced the Yoda-1-induced OSR2 expression, validating CREB1's role in this pathway. Their investigation then shifted upstream to unravel how piezo 1 might be activating CREB. They suspected the involvement of calcium/calmodulin-dependent kinase 2, or CAMK2. As expected, Yoda-1 treatment in activated T-cells led to increased phosphorylation of both CAMK2 and CREB, an effect that was dependent on calcium. The CAMK2 inhibitor KN93 blocked both CREB phosphorylation and OSR2 expression. These experiments beautifully reveal the entire signaling cascade. Mechanical force activates piezo 1, leading to calcium influx, which in turn activates CAMK2. Activated CAMK2 then phosphorylates and activates CREB, which finally promotes the expression of OSR2. Having identified OSR2 as a downstream target of this mechanically activated pathway, they next asked if OSR2 itself was driving T-cell exhaustion. T-cell-specific OSR2 knockout mice were generated. While OSR2 was dispensable for normal T-cell development and early activation, OSR2 knockout T-cells showed significantly less exhaustion when cultured on stiff matrix compared to control cells. Adoptive transfer of OSR2 knockout OTI T-cells into mice with MC38 OVA tumors resulted in a higher frequency of these cells within the tumor, increased proliferation, reduced apoptosis, and a more favorable effector to exhausted T-cell ratio, confirming that OSR2 is functionally involved in promoting exhaustion in vivo. The discussion summarizes the key finding. CD8 T-cells in stiff tumor microenvironments undergo changes leading to altered cytokine production and immune dysfunction. The paper identifies OSR2 as a critical mediator, acting as a transcriptional and epigenetic regulator in response to mechanical stress, promoting CD8 T-cell exhaustion in stiff tumor niches. OSR2's function is compared to its homologs in Drosophila and vertebrates, which act as transcriptional repressors. The paper demonstrates that OSR2 drives T-cell dysfunction in response to mechanical stress. It amplifies the exhaustion program by upregulating exhaustion-associated transcription factors while suppressing effector genes. Mechanistically, OSR2 directly represses cytotoxic genes by recruiting HDAC3. The discussion addresses piezo 1 as an upstream regulator of OSR2 in T-cell exhaustion, acknowledging that other mechanical receptors might contribute. It explores the characteristics of exhausted T-cells and their role in tumor growth. The paper shows that OSR2 is primarily expressed in highly exhausted T-cell subsets. The authors discuss a paradoxical finding. While increased tumor cell stiffness enhances their susceptibility to killing by cytotoxic T lymphocytes, the stiffness of the tumor microenvironment promotes T-cell exhaustion. The challenges of CAR T-cell therapy in solid tumors are highlighted. The paper demonstrates that OSR2 expression is specifically induced in exhausted T-cells, by TCR activation and mechanical stress. Deleting OSR2 reduces exhaustion and enhances the anti-tumor efficacy of CAR T-cells. The limitations section acknowledges unresolved issues, including the potential contribution of tumor cell stiffness to T-cell exhaustion and technical challenges in isolating cells from the tumor stroma. The authors note that OSR2-mediated suppression might not be a universal mechanism for T-cell exhaustion, as chronically infected LCMV-specific T-cells don't upregulate OSR2 without significant mechanical stress. Here are three key takeaways from this paper. 1. Mechanical force matters. The study definitively shows that the biomechanical properties of the tumor microenvironment, specifically its stiffness, can directly drive CD8 T-cell exhaustion. This adds a new layer of complexity to our understanding of tumor immunology and highlights the importance of considering physical cues in addition to biochemical signals. 2. OSR2 is a novel biomechanical checkpoint. The discovery of OSR2 as a mechanically responsive transcription factor that promotes T-cell exhaustion opens up a new avenue for therapeutic intervention. Targeting OSR2 or its upstream regulators in this pathway could potentially enhance the effectiveness of T-cell-based immunotherapies, particularly in solid tumors where mechanical stress is a major factor. 3. The exhaustion landscape is complex. The finding that OSR2 is preferentially expressed in a specific subset of highly exhausted T-cells, and that its induction is dependent on both TCR signaling and mechanical force, underscores the complexity of T-cell exhaustion. This highlights the need for a more nuanced understanding of the different pathways and players involved in this process to develop more effective therapies tailored to specific exhaustion states. That's it for this week's episode of Science TLDR. Thank you for listening.